It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo, indeed it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. I so appreciate each and every one of you joining us. You have purpose. Strive for excellence today and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time. We are in the fight for America, and you were made for this time. And I am so honored to get to join you, and I get to do this because I have this great team that I get to work with, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. You know that we are searching for truth and clarity as we look at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force. Force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to use force to implement it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. Producer Steve, grateful to get to work with you and this whole team.
Well, thank you. And I'm just mulling over your comment just now about the fight for America. As you know, I'm kind of working on getting my thoughts together about the possibility of the Second Civil War. And I'm wondering if it's already here.
Well, I think we are in an ideological civil war for sure. We are certainly sending things back and forth. And really, I think that it's people that love America, that love the American idea. And I think that that is most everybody. I think that there is this smaller percentage, maybe 10 to 20%, that are really buying into this whole socialist Marxist idea. Unfortunately, many of them are in office. Many of them are our politicians, our bureaucrats, and our interested parties. While we were taking care of our families and working on our businesses, we were asleep at the wheel. But I am very encouraged, Steve, with the number of people that are reaching out to me that are stepping forward and running for school board, city council. Don't forget those different metropolitan districts, the parks and rec boards. We need to step into this. And these will be very difficult elections. And the reason is because the left has taken them over and they're not going to want to give them up. And so it's going to take a lot of work. I, on the way in, I was thinking, how can I support these good people that are stepping forward? What can I do exactly to help them? Because the 4 years that I had on city council, I ended up at a number of different meetings, just saw a lot of this movement towards socialism and Marxism. And we need to somehow help our good people that are stepping forward because they're stepping into a meat grinder. And I say that, and I don't want to scare anybody off, but we are in the fight for America, and we need to step into this, Steve.
As a kid in high school, I used to work at a grocery store, and we occasionally be asked to help out in the meat prep area. And again, if you've ever seen a meat grinder in action, what you just said is very significant.
I know. Anyway, we are in a remarkable time. But let's go ahead and talk about some of the bookkeeping things that we normally do here. First of all, check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you for all of you that support us as well. I was trying to figure out, we've got all this information about Leslie Manoukian, and I think Patty's got it in the, I think she's got it in the summaries of the show. I need to make sure on that, and I bet she'll text me and let me know. But Leslie Manoukian is the founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund, and she is coming to Colorado, and there's going to be three public events, one Thursday, that is tomorrow, in Loveland, one in Parker on Friday, which I'm going to go to, and one in Denver on Saturday, and they're from 6 to 8 p.m., and we have all that information, and you can sign up there. The ticket price is very reasonable, and all that money goes to Health Freedom Defense Fund, and the subject is the plan to destroy our health freedom and what we can do about it by Leslie Manoukian. And so be sure and take a look at the I'm looking at it right now. We've got the August 23rd podcast up, and it does have all that information there where you can sign up. So that is there. Go to my website and go, and then just click on the show tab, and that'll come up.
I know time is really tight this morning, but can you just take a 30 seconds to explain why Leslie's story is so significant?
Well, she is a former Wall Street executive, worked for Goldman Sachs, traveled the world, and in 2000, she was having health challenges and ended up with a doc that said it could be a reaction to much of this vaccine, many of the vaccines that she took. And so that started her on a path regarding vaccines, checking all them out. And it's moved now to, we are losing our health freedom, and it's been kind of a concerted effort when we've looked at legislation and politicians and bureaucrats and big pharma, and we are losing our health freedom. We're losing a lot of freedoms, but my gosh, if we cannot have the freedom to determine what we will or will not inject into our bodies, we're having quite a time here. The interesting thing is that Patty had found this, and that is this last May, this legislature passed and this governor signed. This was really more of a pro-abortion bill, but Governor Polis signed this, and he said every person has a right to privacy with respect to personal health decisions, free from coercion or interference from the government. And then the next headline that Patty has pulled is from Zero Hedge, where Fauci says the time has come, enough is enough. Fauci dismisses freedom and call for vaccine mandates. What do you think of that, Steve?
Well, as you were speaking and the word freedom went flying past just now, I thought, oh, that's a great segue into this Fauci story. So you already nailed it. And he basically said, yeah, your freedom, that's kind of a nice thing, but...
You know, he's channeling his Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, well, I don't think we can say what he said on the air, if we want to stay on the air, about our freedom.
No, we'll have to save that for a podcast.
We'll have to save that for another time for sure. It is Wednesday, and that means it's Wings Day at Hoosier's Restaurants, which is a great sponsor of both of my shows. They have five locations, Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And they have happy hour specials, lunch specials Monday through Friday, burger specials. We talked about those earlier this week. But Wednesdays are Wings Day, and it's available for dine-in or to-go, not on delivery. You buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free, and that's on all their wings. And so the girls are coming over tonight. And actually, I may not do wings tonight. They also like the barbecue shrimp, so I may do that tonight.
Okay, so you're kind of forewarning me. There's going to be sirens. There's going to be tear gas whenever you light up your neighborhood. I got it.
That's for sure. Steve, before we... I want to make sure I talk about this, and that is... You saw that picture of the Taliban that was recreating the Marines raising the American flag at Iwo Jima?
Yes.
It took my breath away.
It did. It made me incredibly sad to think that they had the audacity to do something like that. But, you know, they're the enemy, so why should we be surprised? I'm just surprised, or maybe I've got to hand it to them, that they know enough about world history to even attempt something like that. Because you take the original Iwo Jima photo of the Marines raising the flag and show it to a lot of people today, and they go, hey, can you tell me about this picture? And they probably could not.
Well, I guess you're looking for something positive there, that the Taliban must know history. But the real negative is, if you've not seen it, my friends, it is somebody should be tried for treason on this. And because, first of all, the way we exited Afghanistan and we did not destroy the equipment there. So now the Taliban is very well armed. And then we left our uniforms there. They dressed up in U.S. uniforms and then did a recreation of Iwo Jima raising the Taliban flag. I mean, the disrespect for America and those that let this happen. I'm thinking somebody needs to be tried for treason.
Well, to make you even more ill on this whole concept, in the previous couple hours, the show before ours, they were walking through the Inspector General's report on what they think has been left behind in Afghanistan. So not only are the numbers shocking, but then they also throw out some dollar amounts behind these vehicles. Like, what exactly does one of those Humvees cost? It'll make your head spin. We're talking billions of dollars that were left behind. And now can be used against us.
True that. And then and we have American citizens that are behind enemy lines there, which that goes totally against our military, the American idea that we don't leave a man behind. So we arm them, then we leave our people behind. And then the last thing that which is just totally unbelievable to me is that we are now putting these people on airplanes and bringing them to America without totally vetting them. And I wanted to find this particular, hold on here, just a second here. And that is where Polis says that he is, said that we can bring these Afghanis here without, really without total vetting, and very concerned about that. So let me, I'm going to go through and I'm going to find this here because I had highlighted it with what they said, and they'd actually been giving waivers on these people coming into Colorado as well, which is of great concern. And so as I'm looking for this, I'm just going to go through some other headlines here. One of these is from the Epoch Times, and it says that the healthcare workers pack a hearing room to support a bill to ban vaccine mandates in Michigan. And we have to wonder, whatever happened to informed consent, where people could understand exactly what it was that was being injected into their bodies? And here we go. I found this. This is from 9 News. And it says, Afghan refugees offered COVID vaccine before coming to Colorado, the DHS says. And in it, it says, refugees from Afghanistan are coming to Colorado and other states across the country. This week, Governor Jared Polis even sent a letter to President Joe Biden to inform him that Colorado stands ready to provide safety and opportunity to these refugees. Now, bear in mind, we still have Americans that are behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. Continuing on, it says the process of getting from Afghanistan to Colorado would typically include multiple health screenings. According to the Colorado Department of Human Services, the U.S. State Department works with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to address the public health aspect of welcoming refugees. But my friends, this is what really concerns me. They start with this term. In general, all refugees must undergo medical screening, including COVID testing, before embarking for the United States. And all attempts are made to ensure the delivery of presumptive treatment, including vaccinations, prior to departure, a CDHS spokesman told 9 News. That was the protocol before the Taliban took control of Kabul. The State Department has now issued, get this, a blanket humanitarian waiver for COVID testing for all people being relocated from Afghanistan. It says once those refugees arrive in Colorado, CDHS and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will connect them with a health screening, which is done at local community health centers. It says the United States is currently trying to evacuate as many as 2,000 people a day from Afghanistan, according to USA Today. A study from the Kaiser Family Foundation reports 72% of American adults have chosen to start the COVID-19 vaccination process as of this week. I'm not sure that I really believe those numbers as we look at those. But I think, again, it's very important. They're using, in general, all refugees must undergo medical screening. And then at the very end, it says there is a blanket humanitarian waiver. Well, over here on the other side of it, they are forcing American citizens to have to take this vaccine and wear face masks. We're going to go to break. When we come back, it is Liberty Toastmasters Day on the Kim Munson Show, and we've got a lot of my colleagues that want to comment on this. We're going to be talking about natural rights, so stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. From the
lakes of Minnesota. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, and I thank you, each and every one of you who support us. Before we get to our Liberty Toastmasters Day here, I had not shared with you our inspiration wisdom for the day. And this is from Jim Rohn. He was born in 1930. He died in 2009. He was an American entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker. And he said, "Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenges. Wish for more wisdom. The major value in life is not what you get. The major value in life is what you become. Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become." Carol Baker is in studio, and she is one of my colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters Denver. Great to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here with you today. It's an interesting topic we're going to be discussing.
It really is. And we're going to be talking about natural rights. And the quote that we have here, let me get to that. Here we go. Is the subject is individuals possess equal natural rights. Our most important rights are natural rights, rights inherent in human nature. So that's the question on the table.
Right.
Okay, so why don't you start us off here, Carol?
It's been an interesting discussion. It's something I hadn't given a lot of thought to. And our first caller today is from Liberty Toastmasters North, and that Liberty Toastmasters Denver, and that is Rick Rohn. And Rick, what do you have to say about this topic today?
Well, Carol, I've been around long enough to have the gray hairs that I remember when high school civics had talked about things like the proper role of government and the division of responsibilities, but we also talked about rights. And I remember the conversation with Ms. Becker when she talked about with every right comes a responsibility. And, of course, in high school we're talking about First Amendment rights. You don't shout movie in a crowded fire. When you have Second Amendment Rights Week 2020 is a poignant reminder of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and our family when we have riots in the streets and sanctioned riots through Antifa and BLM-type organizations. Times have changed. You know, instead of Santa just wearing a red suit when I was growing up, he also waves a red flag today, and he's giving away free college, free health care, trying to take over the institutions that made this country great. But we're talking about natural rights today, and that has to do with life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Those rights that are endowed to us by God, not government. I want to address life specifically. At the very beginning of life, when we're talking about abortion, I can't tell you whether it's conception or the day before birth when the body is able to house a soul, but there's a point along the line there where the body is able to house a human soul. And it's a tragedy that we lose so much life so early in our country through a eugenics program started by Ms. Sanger and sanctioned by Nazi Germany, of course. Going on later in life, we have children who are coming across the border in a border crisis, unaccompanied minors. And these children are sold into sex trafficking. These children are traded into the drug trades. And it's allowing the drug cartels to establish our immigration policy. It's an abomination to what's happening as far as protecting children and protecting that innocence of life early in years. We, as Kim had mentioned earlier in the show, we just unconditionally surrendered from a 20-year war in Afghanistan where we've completely abandoned our people behind enemy lines and our allies behind enemy lines and armed our enemies to the teeth with some of the most state-of-the-art equipment that whether they can use it or not, they can certainly sell it.
Good point. Bad point.
And we also have, we also have end-of-life issues. You know, it was a couple of years ago when I helped my father across the finish line in a home hospice situation, and we were blessed enough to have our family close by to where we could share and surround our loved ones with that kind of love and praise and give them that dignity at the end of life. The government shutdowns and the lockdowns have restricted that access to people to have access to their families. They've taken away that intimacy that is a celebration of life and helping them to face their death with dignity and honor and love and respect. We have an obligation to do something more than this, not just to ourselves or to our country, but to our God.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, that's a lot for me to think about today. I really appreciate that. This is such an important discussion. Rick Rome, thank you so much. And you are the president of Liberty Denver, so thank you so much.
Yep, come down first and third Saturday.
And yes, we would highly recommend that. And you can go to the Toastmasters website, put in Liberty Toastmasters, and our two clubs will come up. So who's our next guest, Carol Baker?
Now, from Liberty Toastmasters North, we have Dave Walden. And I tell you, I'm always impressed when I hear you speak. Dave, how are you today?
Good morning. I hope you are well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 minutes to talk about rights. I tried to think of what I might say that would motivate the listener to investigate such things, such a complex thing as rights. I mean, individual rights are so new in human history that most of us have not really grasped what they entail. Instead, we are barraged with people telling us we have the right to this and the right to that and all manner of rights, whereas our founders specified several of them, all in the context of Jefferson's larger specification of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All I can say is that to the listener, instead of listening to those of us who presume to know what rights are and will offer you our guidance on them, such as Rick did or I'll do or anyone that follows me will do, investigate the concept yourself. And the first thing that you will find when you try to do so is you will be unable to find a good definition of what a right is. I've only found one instance, and I don't share that with you. I'll just leave it to the listener to search it out for themselves. But let me tell you what a right is not. If someone tells you that you have a right to that which must first be provided by someone else, then such a thing cannot be a right. That is the very definition of slavery. So if someone tells you you have a right to a, quote, living wage, no, you don't. You have the right to compete for a job. If someone tells you you have a right to an education, no, you don't, because if you do, someone is obligated to provide it to you. And rights are not an obligation. They're a state of being free from obligations, except for those that you choose to undertake. Rights impose no positive action on anyone else. They only impose that the other person respect your rights as you respect theirs. So again, if someone tells you you have a right to a job or an education or any health care or any other thing, you do not have such a right, because to the extent you do, that means someone else is obligated to provide it to you. And that is not what rights are about. They're about freedom. And like I said, they're new in history. Most people don't understand them. And so when you try to find out what a right is and a definition for it, don't be surprised when you come up empty.
Boy,
and
Dave,
I guess that's all I can say.
I tell you what, that's a powerful 3 minutes. Dave Walden, thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Okay, Carol, who's our next colleague on the line?
Well, it's going to be interesting to hear so many different points of view and just points of view, vantage points. From Liberty Toastmasters North, we have Marshall Dawson, and I'd like to hear what you have to say today about these individual rights.
Well, good morning. I don't know if it's a curse or a blessing to follow Dave.
right. I know.
But, you know, I struggle and I work hard to figure out precisely what is and how to define a natural right. And, you know, this was important not just in the 1700s when you're trying to form a government, but also today when we're trying to, you know, discuss and debate policy. In the 1700s, Justice Potter Stewart had not come along, so he couldn't have told us that I'll know a violation of a natural right when I see it. But, you know, we could spend hours probably talking about the wording of the Constitution and the Declaration, and especially in the Bill of Rights. So I'll skip that for today. But, you know, what is a natural right, and why is it important to me? And Dave was spot on, in my opinion, and that is that a natural right is something that asks nothing of anyone else. So it places no obligation, it has no cost or no harm, no risk to my fellow man. So while it's easy to identify things like, you know, freedom of speech as being a natural right, there are so many other things that are rights as well. I mean, if I go back to what I think is kind of the granddaddy of all of the amendments, which is the ninth, it says, the enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. I think that's really important. So let's take a really stupid example here. I have some ice cream downstairs in my freezer. Now, I might choose to consume that on, say, either a Thursday or a Friday. Now, nobody cares, of course, so that's why this is, you know, it's kind of a bad slash. It's a great example. It's my right to choose whether I consume that on a Thursday or Friday. That was never to say that I have a right to ice cream or that I have a right to be provided ice cream, but I'm making a choice that has no bearing on anyone else. So if we can agree that something like that is, you know, is surely something that doesn't harm somebody and that I have a right to make that choice, then things like rights to health care become more clear. Right to student loan repayment becomes more clear. Even a right to shelter. So anything where you're requiring your fellow man to work for your benefit, to labor for your consumption, that is not a natural right. It's your right to pursue any of those, but not to demand them of your fellow man. And it's also an invalid reason to elect a government who will use force on your neighbors to take stuff from them and give it to you. So for me, that's how I keep it clear in my head. What is a natural right, and why are they so important?
Well, Marshall, thank you. I'm going to be my brain's going to be working all day long after this show because of the perspective. So thank you so much, Marshall Dawson.
All right, Kim.
Okay. And we're going to go to break in just a moment. Before we do that, though, Lauren Levy is a great sponsor of both the Kim Munson Show as well as America's Veteran Stories. He's an expert in mortgages. His business is Polygon Financial Group. Lauren Levy, we've got quite a show going on today, don't we?
Yeah, you do. Good morning, Kim.
Do you want to weigh in on rights, natural rights at all, Lauren?
No, I mean, it's a very interesting topic, and I was really enjoying what Marshall was saying there, but I don't know that I'm ready to weigh in yet.
Okay, then very quickly, interest rates, are they still holding low right now?
They are. Everything is still holding, even though the Fed at the end of last week mentioned the word taper, which is what it's going to take to, we think, to move rates. The market didn't really react to it yet because they still think it's kind of like a bluff. And so, yeah, things are doing well this week, and we are still low.
Okay, so refinancing would be a good idea, and there's still people out there that haven't done that, correct?
There are. I see reports that there are, you know, 30% of the people that have the ability to do it that would save significant money still have not done it. So I don't know what if they just don't realize it, or I can't imagine they just want to pay extra money every month.
Well, so certainly people should reach out to you. And then you also can help people with reverse mortgages as well, because there's not much yield for people that are on fixed incomes. And so that may be an option for somebody that is in retirement, correct?
That's for sure. And most people today, their biggest assets are their homes, and they don't want to necessarily have to sell them or move to tap that money. And a reverse mortgage is the best way to free up that money.
Okay. Lauren Levy, what is your phone number? How can people reach you? And it's like no harm, no foul. Just give Lauren a call, and he can certainly help you out on that. What's your phone number?
That's right. It's 303-880-8881.
That's 303-880-8881. That's Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. So whether or not you're doing a refinance or buying a new home or want to do a reverse mortgage, Lauren Levy's the guy that can help you on that. Lauren, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue this important discussion with my fellow Liberty Toastmasters colleagues regarding natural rights. Carol Baker is in studio. Stay tuned.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And I'm proud
to be. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who support us, keeping our independent voice on the air as we search for truth and clarity by looking at issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Liberty Toastmasters, I am a member, but also they are sponsors of the show. And it's great to have Carol Baker in studio. She's with Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And we love to have guests. And you can tell by the quality of just these table topics of what you can learn every time you go to a meeting. So people can go to Toastmasters and then put in Liberty, Liberty Toastmasters, and that'll bring up our two clubs. Correct, Carol?
Right. Another way to get to us directly is libertyclubs.org.
Okay. Very good.
Liberty Toastmasters Clubs. .org.
Okay. And we love to have guests. Denver meets the first and third Saturdays at 10 o'clock at the Independence Institute.
Right.
And Liberty North meets the second and fourth Saturdays in Longmont.
Right.
And you can get the information there. So let's continue on here, Carol.
Well, I've had a chance to meet this gentleman just not too long ago, but I've learned that he has a wealth of history of knowledge, and that is Jeffrey Reeves. I've been so impressed to have an opportunity to hear what you have to say, because I'm fairly new to this game and have so much to learn. So, Mr. Reeves, what's on your mind today as we talk about natural rights?
Well, first of all, thanks for the opportunity to even speak out. And then doggone you guys for putting me after such brilliant folk.
Right.
Okay, so my thought was, as opposed to talking generically about natural rights, I got to thinking about things that we are, by government and by social standards and social media and other things, we're not allowed to do. Without some consequence or repercussion. You simply have to ask President Trump about that. My thought was, we have been coerced into a position where we're not allowed to fail. Where failure is a fault, a sin. It's something terrible. It's as if we didn't have the right to try things and then fail. If that were truly the case, we'd have never made it to the moon. We wouldn't have steam engines. We wouldn't have automobiles. We wouldn't have electric cars. Guys on motorcycles wouldn't drive like crazy on the interstate. Mm-hmm. But we have that right. That's sort of one of the most essential elements of being a human being, and that is you see things that need to be done and you go about the business of doing them. And I've often asked my kids, they say, why did they do that, Grandpa, mostly Grandpa or Grandfather? And the answer is because we can. And that's why humans do things, because we can. And to say that we can't do things is, I don't know, is sort of almost, I think, the number one natural right. In the case of the current situation with the quote pandemic unquote, I can't imagine that we would have behaved badly and gone out of our way to coerce other people into spending time with us if we were coughing, sneezing, had fevers, and and were having trouble breathing. I can't imagine that folks would intentionally have gone into the public square if they were symptomatic, as opposed to having either sequestered themselves or gone to a doctor. We would do whatever we can because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So in my take on this discussion, I sort of think if we hone in on, I hone in on that one aspect of our humanity, and that is our ability to embark on an escapade or an adventure or a business opportunity or anything else. We're going to do that. Some of us will do it stupidly and some of us will do it intelligently. but we're going to do that. And to try to manage, take 8 million people in New York City who are spread out over an area of, let's say, 100 square miles, and say, okay, all you guys got to go live in your apartments. So now we've got that same 8 million people living in 2 square miles. Guess what's going to happen?
Right.
Okay. So if they'd have just let everybody do what was best for them in their own mind, I think the world would be a better place today.
Well, Jeffrey Reeves, thank you so much. And there is freedom in Yes, We Can. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Carol Baker, who's our next guest?
I've had a chance to meet Terry Goon from Liberty Toastmasters North, and it is a pleasure. It's actually a unique opportunity that we can visit both clubs, be a member of one club and visit the other, and we could actually go to 4 meetings a month if we wanted to. Hearing members from our other clubs has been really a blessing for me. Terry, what's on your mind today as you're talking about natural rights?
Well, good morning. I love what has been said about rights, but I'm afraid it hasn't helped me. So I'm going to be asking Dave about what his good definition of natural rights are. I struggle with this question, and I have searched and searched, and I'm pretty sure I must be mistaken because so many really smart people have this belief in natural rights. But the word rights to me are things that you get to have, that you have a right to, not necessarily things, but what you have a right to. And as David Marshall mentioned, we don't have a right if it forces someone else to do something. I get that. But put that concept down to the most basic in regards to life itself. God didn't give us a right to life. He gave us life. We have to work for it. And it seems like the work involved in that is creating a society, even if it's a society of two people, just enough people to protect something like life. I'm not talking about government. I'm talking about society, people working together. But that's not a right. If it's only you and a tiger left in the world, does the tiger have any less of a right to live by eating you than you do than you have to life? And I don't think that he does. I believe we have the right to exert these moralities to the best of our abilities. So, definitely fight for your life. Do what it takes to maintain liberty and pursue what makes you happy without hurting others. These are all good things, and I'm happy to build society around these premises. But I struggle with that definition of natural right. I mostly believe that in a basic world, might makes right. And that might can mean more than just muscle. It can also mean your brain. So if you're smart enough to find a buddy to help yourself live and protect what you want, which is your life or your freedom, then that's still also might making right. So I struggle with this one.
Thank you for your honesty on that, Terry, because I do too sometimes. So thank you. And yes, I think we all need to get together. We need to have a big meeting of both of our groups and just have an after lunch meeting where it's just free for all. I love all that.
It'd be fun.
Good plan.
Okay. Terry, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And our next guest, Carol.
Greg Morrissey. I've had the pleasure of meeting Greg as I was visiting at Liberty Toastmasters North, and he does have an interesting perspective. So let's let our listeners hear what he has to say today about natural rights.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for having me on this morning. On my research for this project, I came up with the Natural Law Foundation of the Constitution. The rights contained within the Bill of Rights recognize various natural rights, especially those of a person's liberty to do those acts and not be harmful to others. It is within this context that the Ninth Amendment has to be read to protect other natural rights, which do not explicitly enumerate it in, but still protected by the Constitution. It's been the Ninth Amendment, it's been called the dead letter in ink blot. It's been called the most important amendment in the Constitution. Although the Ninth Amendment was ratified in 1791, its history and purpose are contested to this day. It reads, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people." What does this mean? How have the courts interpreted? What does this say about the role of government in protecting our rights? And how this comes across from the Constitution and the Ninth Amendment, which I started reading on and did some research on, there are professors who are out there, law professors, looking into this. And I'm thinking it's God has given us these rights for you to get your act together mentally and physically to have a relationship with him. Our goal is to be with our Father in the end. And I see those rights being taken away today.
That is very, very important right now. Greg, before we let you go, you grew up, you're from Australia. What's your thoughts about what I hear coming out of Australia right now?
Some of the thoughts coming out of Australia right now, especially when I looked up my own hometown, my old hometown newspaper, there, that's almost like a gigantic dictatorship what they're doing. They're putting people in buildings out of the cities, out in the country, and these people have COVID-19, they're going to isolate them permanently, from what
goodness.
I'm hearing.
Oh,
but
my
I'm
gosh.
I'm also hearing on the 31st of this month, the truckers across the country in Australia are going to go on strike and shut the whole thing down. We'll see how that works.
We'll
oh,
see.
Boy. Well, keep us in the loop on that, Greg Morrissey. And again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Kel Baker, who is one of my colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters Denver, is in studio. Christy Whaley's on the line, and we'll get to her in just a moment. But one of the great partners of the Kim Munson Show are entrepreneurs Hal and Linnea Van Herkey. They are the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. So whether or not you're a chef or a collector or a sportsman, or if you need a wedding gift or a birthday gift, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Liberty Toastmasters Day on the Kim Munson Show.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. In studio with me is one of my colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters Denver, Carol Baker. And I've been a member of Liberty Toastmasters for quite some time. Brad Beck was one of the co-founders of this. And what he has done to help so many people find their voices, create better listening skills, has just made us each, I think, better and better. And we were talking during break about the perspectives that we are hearing from our fellow Liberty Toastmasters. And we highly recommend that you come as a guest. Mm-hmm. And it is a commitment, but yet I learn so much every time I go to a meeting, Carol.
Oh, it is easy to do. And, you know, my husband's a sound guy, and so many times he will hear rehearsals before good performances, and I'll say that was a wonderful performance, and he says, oh, but you should have heard it during rehearsal. And that's the thing we have a chance to do, is we have a chance to hear people speak when they're practicing, and sometimes it's almost even better there. So
because they know it's a safe environment.
Right.
We may not agree on everything, we're always really respectful and we learn from each other.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, okay, who's our next guest today?
One of my favorites, and she's such a patriot. We have Christy Whaley with us today. Christy, when we talk about natural rights, what do you have to say?
Well, hi, ladies. I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's something that's been percolating in my brain. And then doing some research for an upcoming speech, I came across what it was. And so I was researching Ben Franklin. He had a son, William, and they were estranged because William would not fight in the Patriots' cause. And I first thought that the people that did not want to go with the Patriots and pull away from England were thinking, well, it's a lost cause, they're too great, and it's also dangerous. Well, I find out that William had been appointed as the royal governor of New Jersey by the King of England. You can imagine he had quite a few perks for that. Why would he want to jeopardize those? Then I was researching, and I came across a speech by Calvin Coolidge, and in it he named what it is that we're up against. And we're drilling, at least I think we have to drill down deeper than freedom versus force, which you talk about, Kim, liberty versus tyranny. And in this case, he named it. He said it's freedom versus privilege. And basically, the privilege is the privilege of tradition, of being a part of the king's court, and all the perks that would go along with that.
Mm.
And that occurred to me, I think the people that are in power right now, of course, government, but all levels of government, they are determined to hold on not to just the power, but the perks that they have, the privileges that they have. You know, this isn't white privilege, this is government privilege. And then I heard Matt Walsh, who was on the radio and TV, and he was saying it's not really hypocritical when you see Obama with a big birthday bash, or, you know, Nancy Pelosi going into a store, a hair salon to get her hair done without a mask and having the store open up. They feel superior, and they have the rights that we have. We're just trying to exercise our rights, but they have something more. They've got privileges and perks. So it's freedom versus privilege in my mind. And one of the most egregious examples of this going to all levels of government is the Capitol Hill policeman, we think it's a man, that killed Ashley Babbitt. He was just acquitted of that. We have no idea who this man was. We have no idea of anything that went on. And I'm thinking, this guy must have been such a threat to their, you know, worldview that they were going to protect him at any cost. And so there were no leaks. I mean, it's astonishing that we don't know more about this. But I think it's just part of the whole, we're going to protect our privilege, and we don't care about the hoi polloi, which are you and me. So anyway, that's kind of my thoughts.
Well, and Christy, thank you so much. And that is an excellent point, because I've thought about that as well. If there is, we've seen that if there is a shooting in, say, a black person, my gosh, we have the name immediately of that police officer. And I've always thought that was very interesting. Christy, thanks so much. Always love to hear your perspective.
Thank you, guys.
And Carol Baker, who is our next guest?
Well, our next guest is someone who we've had a chance to hear in our meetings speak 5 to 7 minutes, but I want to bring that up about Christy. Is she said that what she came up with was in preparation of a speech she will give, and typically, I don't know if our listeners know that typically what we do are 5 to 7 minute long speeches, so we do have time to go more in depth. I'm really looking forward to the day that Christy gives her 5 to 7 minute speech on that same topic.
Definitely. So. And Kurt, who is going to be our next guest, he is really upping the game on evaluations.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And learning how to evaluate someone and someone's performance with their speech, and learning how to take that information and make your next presentation better, has been exciting, because we've had a chance to watch each other get better.
Exactly.
It is. So, Kurt, when we talk about natural rights, what do you have to say?
Well, Kim and Carol, thanks for having me on again. I tell the story that when I moved to Denver, I knew I would find my people by getting into the Toastmasters group, and it's true. What a great opportunity to practice communicating, and I really applaud Kim for this show in hosting a place for the marketplace of ideas. You know, when I look at rights, and I hit the Wikipedia page again to try to understand it, and I see this evolution from the first place it came up was in Greek history, and then it comes back up in the Renaissance, and then it's made a bold political place in the world with our own Declaration of Independence. And then finally in 1948, the UN makes this announcement of human rights, Declaration of Human Rights. And that evolution is fascinating to me in history, but it's fascinating to me. But Dave Walden mentioned what a new idea it is. And I mentioned ancient Greece, and it may not seem like that's new, but it really is. You know, Homo sapiens have only been around about 300,000 years or so. And, so even Greek ancient history is really just a blip on the radar for our time on planet Earth. And I probably spend too much time thinking about how cavemen lived, because, you know, especially in this topic of human right or natural rights, you think, well, for 290,000 years, we lived like animals, and now we have this new idea, and it's really, it really has changed humanity. And, you know, I think I spent a lot of time thinking about the common goal of human flourishing that we should all have, and mm-hmm. these human rights really seem to contribute strongly to that, right? Like, we're all better off when we're thinking of human rights, and there's 9 billion or 8 billion human beings on Earth right now, and how many of us actually live in a place where human rights are considered at all, and what a gift and a blessing it is that we are in a country where it is. And so, mm-hmm. you know, in that evolution of the idea and how it's made humans better, I can parallel that to a personal evolution of how to think about rights. And I like what Rick mentioned, that that there's a duality with rights and responsibilities. I've learned recently that we find the most meaning in our lives by picking up responsibility. And so those are where my personal individual thoughts are going these days. Is I said I encourage your readers or your listeners to sit at their end of their beds and say what in their own lives is worth dying for, and then go live for that, and then that's where you're going to find your greatest happiness. And but thanks again, Kim, for all these for this hosting this location for the Marketplace of Ideas.
It is my honor, Kurt Gerwitz. And it's my honor to get to know all of you. You guys you feed our souls. So thank you so much, Kurt.
True. See you, Kurt.
Thank you.
Okay, Carol, we're just about out of time. What's your final thoughts you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Someone at the very beginning mentioned civics class. And I remember taking a civics class and then not giving it much thought again until the last few years. And I believe I've been conditioned to believe our rights are what our government give us, that we have rights. But now I am looking at making a conscious, deliberate effort to understand we already have the rights. We need our government to be limited in how they restrict our rights.
And they're supposed to protect those rights.
Right.
That is what the American idea is all about. Carol Baker, we encourage people to join us at our meetings. Liberty Toastmasters Denver meets the first and third Saturdays at 10 o'clock at Independence Institute. Mm-hmm. And Liberty North meets the second and fourth Saturdays. I said Saturday, right?
Right.
And at 10 o'clock in Longmont. And just go to Toastmasters, the main website, and put in Liberty Toastmasters, mm-hmm. and that will come up. But we would love to have any of you join us as guests, or we'd love to have you join us as well
as members.
Mm-hmm. So for sure. So it's great to it's always great to have you here.
Thank you, Kim.
And it does. I think this is the fastest hour in the day.
Oh, I tell you. Oh, and in the meetings, too, when we get to these little improvisational speaking, it goes by fast, too.
And again, I learned so much. So thank you to all of our guests that joined us today. And our quote for today is from Jim Rohn. He said, "Take advantage of every opportunity to practice your communication skills so that when important occasions arise, you will have the gift, the style, the sharpness, the clarity, and the emotions to affect other people." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. And God bless America. Riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young like a new moon, rising fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry.